Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Come up with that beat, right? That's a great beat. Good morning, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to today's show. I literally just got out of bed. Okay, I just got out of bed, right? My wife and my kids out of town. I'm here by myself, and I mean, I don't know what time I went to bed this morning, but I finally passed out. Okay, rain was coming down, and you know, between watching TV and you know, trying to find something to eat, man. I don't know what time I went to bed, to be honest with you. But, hey, I had my alarm set for you guys. I'm here. I'm up. I'm wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm ready to go. Hey, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's where you can call into the show and listen live. And you can also be live on the air if you'd like. Just press the number 1 on your keypad there from your cell phone or your landline, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show to give a comment or opinion. You can follow us on Facebook, Blog Talk, Facebook. Also, my followers on Blog Talk Radio that are on my show page right now, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. If you click on that icon, you can set that up where you'll be able to follow the show and get daily show notes when I'm doing the show. You can also follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Frank Williams Show. Also on Twitter. All right. And so just search for us. We're there. Like the millions of others, we're there. Just search for us. Okay. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, today's show is being brought to you by Our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? Now, I don't get any kind of kickbacks off of this or anything like that with my sponsor. They just want to know what kind of business they're getting from the show. Now, there have been people that have gone, you know, called in and gone into the office and used their services, and I appreciate that. That's what it's all about. That's how the circle goes, right? 818-301-5834. Now, again, today is Contest Wednesday. I am going to be giving away a t-shirt and armband in about 4 minutes. 10:10 a.m. is going to be the time. Now, some people call, you know, I've listened to this on regular radio. Okay. Some people call in, have not having a clue of what the contest is about and all this. And but they call in and say, hey, what did I win? Well, you answer the question. You haven't won anything yet. You got to answer the question first. But that's what it's all about. We're going to do that in a couple of minutes. And it's first come, first serve. I'm going to give you guys a chance to win a t-shirt from the show. And I'm not going to run it long because I want to get into today's topic. But, you know, I am going to give you guys a few minutes to answer the question. Now, you may be able to answer it before we go off the air. That's fine as well. That works for me. But I just wanted to have a set time when I say this or when I give out the question. And the question is about the show. So if you listen to the show, you should be able to answer the question. Now, today's word of the day is mayhap. Mayhap. M-A-Y-H-A-P. Mayhap is an adverb, and it means possibly, but not certainly. Mayhap. Okay? That may happen to you. Mayhap. Mayhap to you. So that's the word of the day. Let's see. What else? Oh, weather. Right now it's 60 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at cloudy skies. And we're looking at a high of 68. No, we're looking at 70 degrees at 5 o'clock. And low 59 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Friday, partly sunny, 78. Saturday, 65. Sunday, 62. Monday, more rain. All right. So there you guys have it, the weather. So dress, and I think you should take your umbrellas. Just to be safe, I think you should take your umbrellas with you. So, again, that's our weather of the day. Now, let's see. It's just about that time. So let's get into today's topic. Today's contest. Contest Wednesday. What I am going to do, I'm going to implement this is going to be the day that I do every contest. And since today is the first day, I think I'm going to give away 2 t-shirts, 2 armbands today. So you can give it to your wife, your friend, your son, your daughter. I don't care. Give it. Let somebody wear it, right? So without further ado, and I'm going to have me a little Jeopardy music in here. I downloaded it, but I got to put it on the show. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Okay, so today's contest question is, was the word of the day on Monday? What was the word of the day on Monday here on the show? Okay, and I know that, you know, look, they... I'm probably going to start getting some text messages here soon, but that's our question, okay? And I understand it may be tough for that, and but this is the first one, right? And I just want you guys to try to start to maybe figure out what line of questions is it going to be. This probably going to be the exact same thing on next week. I want to give away these t-shirts. Plenty. I got plenty of t-shirts, plenty of armbands. And so I'm going to give you guys the question. So the question is going to be the same every Wednesday. The question is going to be the word of the day. What was the word of the day on Friday? What was the word of the day on Wednesday? What was the word of the day on Tuesday, Monday, Thursday? That's going to be the question each Wednesday. So you have to listen in and catch the word of the day. And for me, I usually do the word of the day pretty early in the show. So you have to get up on the show early and get up on the show early and answer, find out what the word of the day is. You may want to write down the word and the day. Okay. I'm giving you guys the answer, right? Because I want to give away some t-shirts. 818-301-5834. Now, I hope you guys are having a great day. I know I am, although I just woke up, but I'm still doing good, right? So, let's see. It seems like no one can answer this question. There are lots of people up on the show, but I guess no one has the answer to this one. Right? No one has the answer to this one. Again, you can figure it out. I bet some people now are going back into the archives and trying to pull up Monday's show to get the answer. And that's fine. I don't care. That's fine with me. Again, before close out of the show, you guys can call and give me the answer. Okay, now today's episode is entitled, this is of course Contest Wednesday, but the show title is, Are Cell Phones Addictive to Kids and Adults? So we're going to discuss the addiction of cell phones, and to me, it's no different than drugs and alcohol. It's no different because if you think about the characteristics of addiction to drugs and alcohol, is that it's the same with the cell phone. At least from my perspective, and I'm thinking about, you know, my kids, my youngest daughter, and disregard the phone ringing in the background. And my youngest daughter is that they are linked. It's like a part of their hand. They're linked to the cell phone. Now, my youngest daughter, she is so bad that she went to a restaurant. She went to a sleepover. Nowadays, sleepovers are a little different from sleepovers that we used to have back when I was growing up. Nowadays, they go to hotels and they, you know, spend hundreds of dollars and for these kids to have a sleepover at a hotel. Then you have to feed them, which is the normal fast food, eat out type stuff. And you have to pay for the hotel, all this. Anyway, make a long story short, she went to a sleepover over the weekend. I think they went Saturday night. And she called on late Saturday night and said that she had someone had stolen her wallet. Okay? Someone had stolen her wallet. And I'm like, okay, somebody stole you. Where were you for someone to steal your wallet? We were at a restaurant, Dad. Well, that don't usually happen at restaurants. Someone steal your wallet. Okay? So then come to find out, as I probed and asked a few more questions, she had left her wallet at the restaurant. They finished their meal, they walked out, and she left her wallet. Okay. Didn't have a whole lot of money in it, but it had some money in it and you know, a couple of credit cards and her little learner's permit. And so then I probed a little bit and she said that I left it at the restaurant. When we went back to get it, it wasn't there. So she called that stolen. I'm like, nah, you left your purse there, or you left your wallet there. No one stole it. And once they saw it sitting there, they took it. Okay? It's a difference. So anyway, what I'm saying to that, the way I'm linking it to today's show, is that I asked her, did you leave your cell phone? Well, no. Didn't leave my cell phone. But hell no, you're not going to leave that cell phone because you're addicted to it. I mean, they sleep with it in their bed. They got the, it's like a pillow. You know, you go in and check on them and they got the cell phone sitting right there next to their head. They're sleeping. They got it plugged in, charging. So that when they get a text or something from Instagram or whatever they do, they wake up, what, huh? Wake up, looking at the cell phone. Get up in the morning, and she goes to the restroom, holding that cell phone. I mean, it's an addiction. You know, I tell them all the time, if you would open a book, read a book, not just any book, maybe your textbook for school or what have you, or just reading a book. If you looked in a book as much as you look at that cell phone, you kids would be geniuses. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and listen live, and you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll allow you to be on the air to give your comments and opinions. Okay? And it's not just the kids who are addicted to the cell phone. A lot of adults are addicted to the cell phone. Now, I wouldn't say that I'm addicted to the cell phone. I can do without it. But you know, it's a form of communication that, you know, just revolutionized this century, really, when they started from then up to now, and they're going to be here for a while, right? And, you know, I don't even know anyone's phone number. I have to find it in my phone. I mean, I know a couple of phone numbers by heart, but other than that, I have to find them in my phone. And back in the day, we had a little black book we used to keep phone numbers in. I remember my mom had a book that she kept all phone numbers and addresses in it. So she'd come and she'd ask, what's such and such phone number? Well, look in my book. We'd go in there and we'd find it and we'd dial it. You know, and so, but the cell phone has, that's our black book now. Okay? And now tell me something. If you left home and you were 30 minutes away from home on your way to work and you realize that you don't have your cell phone, oh my God, that's a problem. Right? That's a problem. You start to feel naked. Like, I don't have my cell phone, man. I'm not going to make it. Can I get back to the house, get my phone, and still get to work on time? I'm going to call somebody. I don't have my phone to call somebody and ask them to meet me with my phone. So you have to do without it that day. And that's a problem. But these cell phones are addictive. It's an addiction for these kids and some adults. I work with a lot of people, and the cell phone is so addictive that, you know, management and all have told them that they can't have their cell phones while working. Okay? Can't have your cell phone while you work, because you'll be looking at it, you'll be texting, you'll be taking phone calls, all that kind of stuff. Can't concentrate on your job. But the cell phone is so addictive that they'll still try to hide the phone on their body, in their pockets or whatever. Try to hide the phone and still use it while at work. Still break the rules or break the law, so to speak. Okay? They'll do anything to hang on to those phones. Now, there's some people like me, I just leave the phone in my bag, look at it on break, see if anybody called me or whatever, sent me a text or whatever. But some people have to have it. And as soon as the break time comes, they going in their pocket, pulling out the phone, looking at it, and can't do without it. So that's an addiction. It's no different from drugs. It's no different from being addicted to crack cocaine. You have to have it. You'll do anything to keep it. That's the way we get my daughter to clean her room and do dishes and clean the kitchen, do her chores. Hey, give me that cell phone. What? What's wrong, Dad? Well, you hadn't done your room, you hadn't cleaned the kitchen, you hadn't done any of your chores, but you're sitting here staring at that stupid cell phone. So give me the phone. Maybe that'll give you a little incentive to get up and get your work done. And then she's so addicted to it that she can't stand being without it, and she'll work as hard as she can to get her work done. And then as soon as she gets the work done, she's coming in with her hand out. Hey, where's my phone? And again, guys, we don't know what they're doing with these phones. We don't know what they're saying back and forth with these phones. None of that. And now, you know, you don't want to be, I mean, my daughter's 15 years old, my youngest. You know, I want to give her the freedom to do what she wants to do. Not everything she wants to do, but I want her to have freedom of doing what she wants to do, right? But I don't want her out there on these different sites and doing all this jabbing back and forth with people. It's a problem. So I try to keep her away from that, right? But the cell phones are addictive. And it's not just the kids. It's the adults as well. It's an addiction. Now, I see that more people have joined the show. And if you guys missed it, today is Contest Wednesday. And today's question was, I'm giving you guys a chance to answer as well, is what was the word of the day on Monday? What was the word of the day on Monday? And again, since today is the first day of the contest, I'm doubling the prize. I'm giving away two T-shirts, two armbands for whomever can answer the question. And again, each Wednesday that I do the contest question, it will be about the word of the day on the show. So you have to listen to the show and get the word of the day so that on Wednesday, on next Wednesday, you guys can answer that question no problem. Okay? You can answer it with no problem. And today, the word of the day was mayhap. M-A-Y-H-A-P. Mayhap. Okay? So, you guys are going to have to take notes if you want T-shirts. Right? And it's easy. But you have to get on the show early. I do that usually early in the show. So you guys have to get on the show. I mean, you can just get that. Some people are going to be at the point where they just get on the show, listen for the word of the day, and then hang up. And that's fine. I don't mind that. I still get credit for that. I get credit as soon as you call into the show. So that works for me. All right? So in today's episode, are cell phones addictive to kids and adults? It's a form of drug, I think. I think cell phones are a form of drug. You can't do without it, right? I'm not at the point of being addicted, because again, I grew up in the era where we didn't have cell phones. I know I'm kind of dating myself. People out there saying, I always had a cell phone. What era was that? Well, we didn't always have cell phones. You got to know that. Just like we didn't always have cars and didn't always have a lot of stuff, okay? Didn't always have computers, didn't always have fax machines, all this stuff, you know? But to be addicted to the phone is a problem, I believe. And a lot of people, you see them driving and looking at the phone, and texting or whatever. You can ride on the highway, and there's a car in front of you that's going across the lane, merging over into the other lane and getting back into their lane. Merge over again, get back into their lane. And if you get up beside them and look, they have that cell phone in their hand and they're looking at that cell phone. That's why they're all over the road. And that's dangerous. So you guys have to try to be conscious not to text and drive. Try not to look at that phone and drive. And but I know it's an addiction. I'm guilty of it. I don't do it as much as I used to, but I do on occasion have to text while I'm driving. Now, I used to be a driver for FedEx, and they'd fire you for that. But I used to get to some points, and I'd stop and pull over on the side of the road, do my thing, make a phone call or whatever, hang up, and then go back to it. But, hey, that's the cell phone addiction, right? That's it. And so that's where we go from here, guys. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. That's about all I have for today. I'm gonna close out. Still a little tired from last night. Again, the family's out of town, and I'm here all alone. Couldn't sleep too much last night, but I did finally fall asleep. I don't know what time it was, but I'm gonna try to lay back down here in just a few minutes. But again, thank you guys for tuning in. No one won the t-shirts today. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna give away 2 t-shirts on next Wednesday. And I'm gonna give away 2 t-shirts every Wednesday until someone wins the first set of t-shirts. And once you win that set of t-shirts, then I'll give away 1 t-shirt and an armband every Wednesday after that. And then we're going to get into, I am going to get into a little cash down the road. So you guys look out for that. You can win cash and prizes right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. Have a great hump day. And I'll see you in about 23 and a half hour.
We want y'all to join on with LTD. Let's holler along with us. Come on. Come on.
Because the song has been designed with the people who party.